When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and your free Wake Up Call DT app that you can get on the Google Play Store, as well as with all Apple products, iPad, iPhone, and iPod. You can also find us on iTunes, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, the free podcast. The name of the show is the name of the podcast, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. So, however you're listening, we appreciate you tuning in, the many different ways that you can listen anywhere in the world at any time. Very happy to have on the show 2018 wide receiver slash free safety, Jermaine Eskridge, on the show. He has early offers here, despite being in the incoming class of 2018 for college football. Already has five early offers: Kentucky, Virginia Tech, Miami, Louisville, and Syracuse. We'll be talking about all of them, including his recent transfer to Jefferson High School near Carbon City, near Tampa, Florida. So I'm very happy to have Jermaine on the show. Jermaine, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good, very good. Sir, it's a pleasure. Transferring over here to Jefferson and having a chance to receive all these offers.
Now, what led to your transfer to Jefferson? What made you go from Alonzo to Jefferson?
Well, you know, it's a better coaching staff, a better environment. There's a lot of good players here that motivate you to do good and work harder.
When you were looking around trying to find another place, was it Jefferson that made you transfer, in the sense of you could go to Jefferson, or if you didn't go to Jefferson, were you going to leave either way?
Jefferson was the main one that stand out, because I was wanting to go there since I was in eighth grade, but I made a crazy decision.
And when you say you made a crazy decision, what was that? How did that come about?
Well, you know, I went back and thought about, like, when we played them and how much they beat us by and how good they were, and it made me transfer.
So now that you've transferred to Jefferson, it's obviously a new transfer, and you've only been in there for, you know, a few weeks, but what can you say about your decision now? I mean, do you feel like this was the right thing? I know you talked about the coaching staff, but do you feel like you've been able to fit in and get a little bit comfortable, even though it's only been a few weeks?
Oh, yes, sir. Well, everything clicked as soon as I came. You know, the players, they was, like, loving me and happy I was there, and the coaches just was thrilled to have me.
Being a 2018, obviously recruiting every single year seems to start earlier and earlier when it comes to years away. I mean, you go back to a couple of years ago, and maybe 3, 4, 5 years out wasn't being talked about, at least by every school, a lot. But, you know, schools have really gotten on this, let's plan for today, tomorrow, the next day, and 3 years down the road. What does it mean to you to already have five early offers, knowing that you have so much time left in high school?
Well, you know, to me, that's been left the most is that I'm a very talented player, and I'm very excited and humbled to receive these offers.
When you look at these offers, did you think that this is something that would happen for you, that you would be a guy with plenty of time to play high school football but would still have offers coming through this early? I mean, did you think growing up you'd be 3 years out of college and you're already getting offers, or is this something that totally surprised you?
Well, you know, I kind of knew it, because it's like talent running the family, so I kind of figured that. And, you know, moving to Jefferson, things got even more packed, since this is like a college school, sort of, and, you know, it was like thrilled to be here.
When you talk about it running in the family, I want you to go into that with family. I mean, obviously people that are listening that are Syracuse fans know about Darrell Eskridge, but what can you say about your family as a whole with the talent?
Well, you know, my uncle, John Eskridge, he's a talented player out of high school, and he went to college, and, you know, he did big things and played in the NFL for the England Patriots. And then Darrell Eskridge, you know, he was a very talented player out of Syracuse, and my big cousin, he got very talented, not playing for the Jets.
So when you look to your uncle and your cousin, do you ever spend any time talking with them? I mean, when you sit down and look at what your family's been able to do of John and of Darrell. Do you ever spend time talking with them about that?
Well, you know, mainly my Uncle John, but Darrell, you know, he's busy a lot. But mainly my Uncle John, you know, he tell me all the things he went through in camps and how the early offers he had as a freshman and stuff like that.
What is it about the family? I mean, when you sit down and you talk with your Uncle John, what is it about being in Eskridge that just that talent's in the blood? What is it about being in Eskridge that's been so helpful?
Well, you know, just our names stick out the most, and just how we look and talented we look, and to be able to play any sports you want, and you know, just be good at it.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com ladycom with the Bamboo line Relax Fit clothing as well as the Athletic Fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable. In Dreissig Lady Apparel, Dreissig Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, Dreissig Lady.com is the right fit for you. Dreissig Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You got to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same
same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for free. Give back to them today.
When you look at being humble, too, on the side of it, what did your uncle teach you about staying humble despite the fact that, you know, your family is talented, you have early offers? What's kept you humble as far as maybe some of the words that your Uncle John has said?
Well, you know, looking at all these college students, coaches and seeing them giving you all these offers and just, you know, being able to, like, taking myself in. School.
How do you stay humble through the process, knowing that it's only going to grow from here?
Well, you know, I just focus, stay true to myself, always, like, think back at all the things I went through at, like, middle school and stuff, and then it just made me, like, stay humble and grow harder.
When you look back to middle school and some of that adversity that you had, what were some of those things that you had to overcome to get to where you are today?
Well, you know, mainly my stepdad, you know, he motivated me to be a better person. You know, like, it was rough on us, so we had to move with my stepdad, you know, and me and my little brother, and, you know, he started us to do great things, him and his wife, you know, and they took us in to, you know, show us how to grow up in life.
So as you move forward here, I want to get into some of the offers that you had in overcoming that adversity and the help from your family that's gotten you to where you are today. Let's start with Kentucky. What's your relationship like with them, and what can you say about them?
Well, you know, Kentucky, you know, I never heard about Kentucky football team until, like, a couple of years ago, but, you know, it's a good education, good coaching staff. It's a good environment, you know. It's a good place to be on the football team.
When you say you didn't know much about them beforehand, what have you kind of gotten to know since they've offered you? I mean, have you built relationships with anyone specifically on the coaching staff or anything like that? What can you say about getting to know Kentucky?
Well, you know, the former player, that got to graduate from Kent High School, my big cousin, Derek Beatty, you know, he committed to Kentucky, you know, and he showed me, like, he taught me about the things, how Kentucky played a role on, like, the environment, the education, being on top of your class is the first priority, and then football comes next.
Knowing that your cousin is heading to Kentucky, does that affect you at all? I mean, are you someone that really wants to have maybe that opportunity to play with family? I mean, how much does family go into your decision knowing that your cousin's heading to Kentucky and you've been offered by Kentucky?
But, you know, it kind of hit me, it shocked me a lot that he committed to Kentucky, and then, you know, I get offered by there, you know. I always wanted to play a family when growing up, and, you know, that kind of put a big edge over me to make me want to, you know, look into Kentucky.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub where
a cold beer never looks so good.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisisIG Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G
SSIGApparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreissigApparel.com. That's DreissigApparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With FanHand, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on FanHands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on FanHands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. FanHands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on FanHands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. FanHands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
And then looking at a team like Virginia Tech, what can you say about your relationship with them at this point?
You know, I don't really like know a lot to think about Virginia Tech, but I can see that it's a good coaching staff. And, you know, the safety, the defense coordinator, he's a good coach. He seems like a good coach and a nice person. You know, Virginia Tech could probably get back on the board with, like, him recruiting.
Virginia Tech has been referred to when I've had a conversation in the past about them with a defensive back talking very highly of them, saying that they're a defensive back factory, defensive back heaven. Do you see that in them, or is that something that you haven't gotten to know or anything like that? I mean, do you see them as a defensive back school?
Well, you know, I haven't seen that yet.
So then on the side of Miami, what can you say about it? I mean, obviously you're down in Florida, so Miami would be the home state, so to speak, even though you're playing close to Tampa. What can you say about the Miami Hurricanes?
Well, you know, Miami Hurricanes, when I was a kid, I liked them. Went in to Miami a lot. You know, they produce a lot of athletes into the NFL, and they got good coaching staff down there, and they won a lot of championships and stuff like that.
How much have you gotten to know about Miami? Have you been able to build any relationships yet?
Not yet, but I know a lot about Miami. You know, I was talking to the coach, and he's a good coach, man. He was just saying, like, how did it feel to, like, have all these offers so early, and how you feel at, like, safety and stuff.
And when you say that you got to talk to the coach, which coach did you get to speak with?
Coach Scott, Larry Scott.
And what did you take away from him? I know you said he talked to you about having early offers, but was there anything else that he was able to share with you? So then looking at Louisville, what can you say about what you've been able to take away from them and another school in the state of Kentucky? How much do you know about Louisville at this point?
Well, you know, I know a little bit about Louisville. They're like a powerhouse team. They got a good defensive coordinator, good defensive team. And, you know, when I was practicing, that was really my first offer. But when I was practicing, you know, I was talking a lot on defense, making good plays, and doing big things for offense, you know, the coach came up and talked to me. He's like, hey, yeah, you know, we want to give you an offer and everything. And then things went forward after that, and I just got more offers and more offers.
With Louisville being your first offer, do they have a special place in your heart? I mean, will they always be someone important to you when it comes to recruiting? As more offers come in, do you think that Louisville will still have a special place to you?
I mean, yes, sir. The more offers that come in, the more Louisville will be in my heart. And stand out the most because that was my first offer, you know. My first big offer, you know, Louisville will always be like a big place in my heart.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissIg Lady.com, with the Bamboo line Relax Fit clothing as well as the Athletic Fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissIg Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissIg Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
And then the other team that offered you in this five, group of first five that have offered you, Syracuse, obviously your cousin Darrell played there, but what can you say about your relationship with Syracuse at this point?
Well, you know, I haven't really built a relationship with Syracuse, but yeah, Darrell, I can't really talk to him, but yeah, Darrell, he's a good player at Syracuse, good role model, and you know, I hope to looking forward to Syracuse.
I know that Darrell, like you said, has been busy with the NFL and all that, but while he was playing at Syracuse, did you ever talk to him about Syracuse?
No, I didn't get a chance to.
So are you looking for him to kind of impart some knowledge about his experience? I mean, is that something that's going to be important to you moving forward, that you get to talk to him about Syracuse?
Oh, yes, that would be a big change, you know, to look into Syracuse even more and see how it is.
Is there any coach on the staff that you've been able to build a relationship with at this point? I mean, is there anyone that you've actually connected with? I know you said you don't know too much about Syracuse, but have you been able to build a bond at all with them at this point?
Not yet. You know, I just, when we played that blue and gold game, I kind of talked to the Syracuse coach. That's it, but I didn't really get to, you know, talk to him as I wanted to.
Now, when you look at all of this and you look at these teams, does it matter to you where you would play as far as staying in Florida? I mean, is that something that you would prefer to do, or does it not matter to you where you play?
Mainly, I just want to get out of state and move away from Florida for a while.
What makes you want to get out of Florida for a little bit?
Well, you know, I've been here my whole life, and, you know, I just want to go somewhere else and see how it is to live a different life.
When you look at your positions, obviously, you know, these schools that have offered you, you play free safety as well as wide receiver. What can you say about, let's start with free safety, what do you think you do well at when it comes to being a free safety?
Well, you know, I talk a lot, good speed, good technique, footwork, and, you know, I make the plays on the ball, and I come downhill a lot.
And then as far as what you'd like to work on, is there anything, looking at the free safety position, that you want to make sure that you excel at maybe a little bit more moving forward?
Well, you know, get my speed up even faster and, you know, mainly just keep talking and making good plays.
And then being on the offensive side of the ball as a wide receiver, what would you say you do best at the wide receiver position?
Well, you know, I got good size, good speed, can get a lot of jump balls, catch a lot of passes on DBs, and, you know, just mainly, like, beating people on the ball and just getting it over people's head. That's it.
When you talk about getting in someone's head, are you someone who talks to the other team on the field? I mean, do you like to get inside their head that way, or do you let your actions show instead of talking?
Well, I let my actions show a lot because, you know, a lot of DBs, they talk a lot. So me going out there and showing them what I can do just made them be quiet mainly.
I know that you're young in your high school career for football, but who are some of the best people that you feel like you've gotten to go up against, either being a wide receiver going up against a corner or being a free safety going up against some of the receivers out there? Who would you say has really challenged you so far down in Florida?
Well, you know, Antonio Nunn, when I'm at free safety. You know, Derek Walker at Alonzo when I'm at wide receiver. He gave me a good competition. And Jawan Berkeley said he plant when I play DB sticking out. He gives a good competition.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub wear. A cold beer never looks so good.
Gear up with the real deal at Dry Sig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At drysigapparel.com, that's DREISSIG apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dry Sig Apparel. DREISSIG apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DrySigApparel.com.
That's DREISSIG apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
So when you look at everything, Jermaine, as you move forward, everybody has a checklist of what they want a school to give them. You have five early offers, starting as early as you have. You know, the possibilities are endless of what this could end up being. What's on your checklist? At the end of the day, what does a school need to have to make you say yes? Even though you have a while to make that decision, what are some things that you're looking for a school to have to really stick out to you?
You know, good education, good coaching staff, see how the team players is, how they motivate you, how they stand out, and, you know, mainly just how the environment is.
And when you look at the environment, obviously when you get a chance to talk with Darrell, he spent his time at Syracuse, and he left the state of Florida to go all the way up to the Northeast. Does that have any effect on you that Darrell went to Syracuse? I mean, is that something that could sway your decision in Syracuse's favor, or does that not matter to you?
You know, just looking at it, it doesn't matter right now.
So putting it all together, Jermaine, to finish up here, what do you really want to do in college? I mean, is it be a wide receiver? Is it be a free safety? What would you say you're most dangerous at for those colleges that are still looking at you and deciding if they want to offer? What would you say would be your best position?
My best position that I see myself playing in college is wide receiver.
And why would you say that?
You know, there's a lot of good receivers out there, but I kind of figure myself like a different wide receiver who's not like different size, and I got good height and like good weight, so a lot of DBs can't press me, and like it's hard to stick me, so.
Did you ever get to go up against your cousin Darrell at all? I mean, even in just playing outside, did you ever go up against each other?
No, I didn't get to go against Darrell yet, but hopefully, soon to be, I can.
Is that somebody that, even though, like you said, you don't get to talk to him a lot, is that someone who you really want to have that opportunity to sit down and have some conversations with, knowing that not only was he successful in college, but he has an opportunity in the NFL? Is he somebody outside of your uncle that you really hope you're going to get an opportunity to sit down and talk to?
Yes, mainly. You know, I'm looking forward to talking to him and seeing how he went through, like, college at Syracuse, see how he went having that playing safety and see how he was.
Well, I definitely appreciate you taking some time, Jermaine, to take a look inside of a very early recruitment for you in 2018, but five offers early on is a phenomenal way to start, and it says a lot about your talent up to this point. And like you said, being humble, I agree, is a very important thing as you go forward. So I appreciate having you on the show, and I look forward to having you back on soon. And as you go through your recruitment, we'd love to have you on to talk about everything that comes on from here.
Yes, sir.